Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning. I hope that your day has been filled with caffeine, smiles, a couple of giggles, and has just been wonderful. My morning has not been filled with caffeine. I'm trying to give it up. I know. What else can you give up, Allison? Well, you know me and my WebMD, we're way too close. Wait, I need to give up WebMD for Lent. But I was looking on there, whatever day, Tuesday, I guess. They all just merge into one, don't they, the days? And I was looking at some of the things that I have, you know, stomach issues, whatever. I know a lot of it is anxiety and things like that. But just everything kept boiling down to caffeine and alcohol, you know, two really important things to give up. And I thought, if you're trying to help your stomach not hurt, and I'm like, no, you know, like that primal, no alcohol, caffeine, like these are the two things that keep me going. But I decided that I think I'm going to try like this elimination diet and kind of add things back in, because, you know, the older you get, the more finicky your stomach gets. The more you've been listening for the last year, I've given up gluten, I've given up dairy. Dairy, I'm pretty good about keeping out of the diet. Gluten, I have to say, creeps back in now and then. I can't help myself. Like, I got a salad on Monday, and accidentally they threw in one of those pita breads, but the homemade ones made out of the pizza crust. And I had just a tiny bit of it I probably would have eaten the whole thing, but Faithy was just staring at me, signing favorite share. It's like, really? Okay. But my husband said, she's saving you. I'm like, yes, she's totally saving me. But so I tried no caffeine yesterday. That was kind of a nightmare. So today I went with tea. I don't know. I know it's caffeine is caffeine, but somehow in my head, I feel like it's tea is like the gentler caffeine. I'm just going to ease myself into no caffeine. We'll see how that goes. If I make very little sense today, well, today I should make a little sense because I've had a little caffeine. Tomorrow I should be a train wreck. Tune in. Well, I'm very excited for this week's book. It is called Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon. It's a Catholic woman's guide to spiritual warfare by one of my all-time favorite people in the entire world, Sonia Corbett. So excited for this book. It is not out yet, but you can pre-order it. You can go to AveMariaPress.com or Amazon, or you can always go to your local Catholic bookstore, Christian bookstore, and tell them to get this on order. Make sure it's in the store for its launch date, which Sonia will talk about on Friday when she's here. Can't wait. If you've never been here with me, with Sonia, you have to tune in Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. That would be October 21st. Yes. She's a hoot and a half. She actually has a show here on Breadbox Media. It used to be a daily show. Now it's a weekend show. Just pursuing the summit. She's absolutely hysterical, known as the Bible Evangelista. Love this woman, as you can tell, as I just go on and on. It's actually her fault I'm here. I met her at a Catholic radio conference. Gosh, like 2011, I think. I was helping raise money for a local Boston station. I don't know where that came from. Boston station. And I went along with the station manager. Just thought it'd be fun to go most of the trip was paid for, so why not? And I got to meet Sonia there. She's from Tennessee, and she's just got the greatest personality, makes me laugh. We hit it right off. And then years later, I get a call from Leo Brown from Breadbox Media. She had remembered me, and she had shared with him my desire to be on the radio. It wasn't really my desire. I had kind of shared with her that I felt like I had a face for radio. No, really old joke. Sorry. I just can't resist that one. No, just that I felt like the Lord was calling me to it, but I didn't know why and how and when, but I was open to whatever the Lord wanted. She remembered, and she shared that with Leo, and here we are. And I can't wait to share with her book, Fearless, coming out from Ave Maria Press. It is Conquering Your Demons and Love with Abandon, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Spiritual Warfare. And once again, the Lord's timing and the books that he sends are just redonkulous. I'm just overwhelmed. These books are picked really, really early. My whole schedule is already filled, and it's been pretty much filled since September. And knowing that she was working on this book, I actually contacted her even before September, and I said, Sonia, I want you on the minute that book launches. And the launch got pushed back, but I'm still glad that we have her and get you excited about the book. But the timing had nothing to do with her or the launch, or it's all about me. It is all about me. Learned that yesterday in spiritual direction with Deacon Jerry. He's like, really? You still think it's all about you? I'm like, yeah, I kind of do. I kind of do think it's all about me. And the timing of this book is perfect. When my anxiety, out of control lately, really struggling with anxiety and fear and doubt. And I know that at the core of all of this is spiritual warfare. And this is what this book is all about. It is about conquering your demons. You have to acknowledge who you are and what's going on inside you, acknowledging the enemy within and without, especially without, and then being fearless, just holding on to the word of God and knowing that God is with us in all things. He doesn't abandon us. He promises us that. And really, the weirdest part for me has been this realization that this is where God wants me. God wants me in his word, and he wants me deeply entrenched in his word. And I'd gotten away from it. But when I sit with it, when I read the scriptures, there is a peace that truly surpasses all understanding, as we learn in Philippians 4:6. There is this renewed hope, this strength, and I'd forgotten how much his word really is a vehicle of growing closer to him, to hearing his voice in our life. And for many years, I knew that and I lived by it. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's been my entrenchment in spiritual reading, which is all good. And everything I share with you here has enhanced my life incredibly. And most of it is also entrenched in his word. But I'd gotten away from actually living in his word. I talk about all the time, prayer, sacrament, and scripture, prayer, sacrament, and scripture. But my scripture, I had been kind of pulling from my memory and from my journal and from what other people write, but not really sitting with God in his word, letting him teach me and grow me. And here the Lord said, okay, if you want to do your spiritual reading, fine, have it your way. Let me give you a book. That is going to be exactly what I've been trying to tell you. And you can hear it all in a very, very cool Tennessee Southern accent. Love the way Sonia talks. Love it. And of course, if you're talking to her, I'm the one with the accent. It's really funny to have the two of us together. So don't miss Friday's show, the 21st, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Seeking Heart. It's just going to be a hoot and a half. In the meantime, and we're talking about a pretty serious subject here. So if the two of us can make you laugh, then you know that there's something about this woman that's just very special. We're going to be talking about the devil. And who was, I think it was Pope John Paul II, who wrote, the greatest the greatest tool, vehicle that the devil has is to just make us believe he's not real. Like when he convinces people that he doesn't exist, he is already won, because he can do anything in your life and you don't even know it's happening. You don't know the enemy. If the enemy can do a sneak attack, they're going to win every time. We have to know our enemy. Remember, we had Dr. Paul Thigpen on, and his book was Spiritual Warfare, the manual to spiritual warfare. He's coming back, by the way. Third visit. So excited to have Dr. Thigpen back on. But he talked about if the enemy can make itself unknown and it can sneak up and it can attack without you knowing its tactics, knowing it exists, knowing how and where and when, then it's going to win. And we don't want the devil to win, because God has already proved he's victorious. Jesus' work on the cross conquered death, conquered the devil, conquered all the evil. But unfortunately, we still live in a world that is predominantly ruled by that evil. The devil is not equal to God. By the way, that was something I misunderstood for a long, long time. He was conquered by St. Michael the Archangel. Lucifer was an angel. Lucifer is a demon, and the demon is a fallen angel. He's still only an angelic being. A spiritual being is the word I'm looking for. He's only a spiritual being. He does not have all knowledge. He does not have all presence. He has demons. He has little minions that really go out and do his dirty work. But they are not bigger than God. They do not have equal powers to God. God is still King of the universe, and he is the one we need to turn to and hold on to when we are struggling. Today's blog over on Reconcile to You is on courage and fear and how they coexist together, that we cannot overcome our fears without courage, and we would not have an opportunity to exercise our courage if it were not for our fears. We come back, we're going to look more at Fearless, and you're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm sharing with you this week a new book coming out from Sonia Corbett. It is called Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Spiritual Warfare. It's be out from Ave Maria Press. It's coming out in November. If you want to pre-order it, I highly recommend it. And I know I've been highly recommending books lately, and I never used to do that. I used to just share them with you. And if you bought them, you bought them. Certainly it's not a marketing show. It is an on-air book club. But sometimes there's just ones that come across lately. I just feel like the Lord has been bombarding me with help through the books that I've been blessed to find, to be shared with. As you know, or you maybe don't know, and I should tell you, one of the coolest things about A Seeking Heart is that I'm on a lot of mailing lists for books. I get a lot of pre-published. That's not a tough word. Books. I get post-published books. I get a lot of books, and I love it. I love, love, love books. I always have. I have a degree in English. I actually wanted to be a librarian. I did about half a year of school of librarianship, and then realized, oh, you have to be organized. I'm not organized. That's not going to work for me. But I still find such joy in books. As Sarah Reinhart was here on Monday talking about, she's more of a fiction kind of girl. I'm more of a nonfiction kind of girl. I've always been a nonfiction type of person. But now that I you know, go to my books for growing in my faith, I'm even more of a nonfiction girl. So this one, Fearless, from Sonia Corbett, is coming out in November. And it's really about a topic that I don't think that we talk much about in all, and never mind in the Catholic realm, is the spiritual warfare is real, that the devil is real, that this world is wrought with the temptations and the tricks and the lies of the dark one, who wants to keep us from living in the peace that the Lord has for us, for keep us from living the life that God has for us. And for somebody like me, who spends so much time anxious and fearful and worried and on a WebMD, like, that's not the life that God gave me. That's not what he wants me to do. And it's amazing to me how the enemy, and Sonia writes about this in her book, Fearless, just knows what buttons to push. And it doesn't take a lot. It could be just a twitch at my side, and I'm on WebMD for the day. I'm not writing. I'm not speaking. I'm not social media. I'm not even praying. It takes me from all of the things that in my vocation and my work and ministry I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what it, I mean, I know as a younger mom, it used to take me from playing with my kids. I can't tell you how much regret I have that I spent so much time in depression and fear and anxiety instead of getting help, instead of talking it out, instead of, you know, going to this, to my faith for strength. And instead I'd lay on the couch and they'd pray and they'd play. I would miss out. I mean, I know that I was blessed to be home with them, so I didn't miss out as probably as much as I think I did. But that's another thing that the devil does, is that he makes us ruin the past. Like, you can't change the past. The past is the past. And the Lord promises, God promises in Romans 8:28, he promises to make good of that. Make good of all our decisions. Good, bad, ugly, right, wrong. God promises to make good of that. And he also tells us in the scriptures that we can't change the past. And he doesn't want us in the past sad or with regret. You can't change it. And you really can't affect the future as much as we think we can. The future, he tells us, it takes care of itself. We have the now. I love that. I don't know who said it first, but they talk about how the now is a present, is the present, is its present. It is a gift because it's a present. Get it? Play on word. Present, gift, now. Okay. Looks way better in writing when it makes more sense. But look, we're to take, all we're guaranteed is this very moment that we're living in, the very moment that we're breathing in, that God is giving us. This is all we are guaranteed. Of course, then we're guaranteed eternity, but we need to take really good care of this present moment. Live it connected to God in prayer. And prayer is not always on our knees in the scriptures. That's why I think it's so important to memorize and to know some scripture, because then you can pull from it when you're not sitting in front of the book or your tablet or your phone. But we need to live in that presence of prayer, meaning that we're always connected to God in some way, like in our thoughts and our, even in the back of our minds, he's part of every single, we wake up in the morning and we invite him into our day. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Please guide me in everything I think, do, and say. I know I like to make it rhyme. I've been saying that every morning for I don't even know how long, but it rhymes. And I try to carve out a few minutes before I start my day, either with, like as Sarah Reinhart and I talked about on Monday's show, either with a devotional. There's so many good ones out. The Catholic Mom's Prayer Companion, Ave Maria Press, of which I have been very blessed to be a contributing author to. There, the Day by Day, the Susan Tusson that I do every day, praying for the souls of purgatory. There are so many good, and there's so many good ones coming out. I just received one yesterday in the mail from the Daughters of St. Paul, Pauline Books and Media. And I will be sharing it with you. I can't think of the title off the top of my head, but it, I was so excited. More daily devotionals. Like, and it doesn't have to be hours. It can be a 5-minute read, a 10-minute read. I love having things on my Kindle, waiting in line at the post office or the bank, or at, you know, at the picking your kid up from school, that line, the pickup line. That sounds not right. You know what I mean, though? There's always time to carve out a few minutes of prayer. And if you're not somebody who knows how to pray or is uncomfortable, like just having this conversation with God, having one of these fantastic devotionals is really a gift, just to put it somewhere. But it's really important that we understand that that veil between heaven and earth is not as thick as we think it is. Yesterday, speaking with Deacon Jerry, he just pointed out to me how blessed I am that I really do have this incredible relationship with God and the things of heaven, the heavenly things, the divine, that makes that veil almost paper thin. And yet I still live in fear. Like, what is up with that? It's because I'm still allowing the devil to have way more control over me than he should. He has no power. He has zero power. He is powerless unless I give it to him. And I do, because I live in a state of fear and panic and anxiety. And part of it is a genetic thing. We were just talking this morning that my cousin and my sister and I about just some family history of how many people in our family, including our grandmother, God rest her soul, who took a little pill every day, which I didn't understand what that was until much later in life. It was a Valium. She lived in great anxiety and fear. And I'm sure she got that from her mother and from her mother. And I got it from my mother. And even though I wanted more than anything in the world not to pass it on to my children, I see both of my sons struggling with the same, you know, anxiety and panic attacks. You know, Adam's obviously a little more so because of circumstances, because of losing his friend and all that happened last year. But there's a lot of hereditariness in there. But our world also has come up with great ways for us to deal with it. And there's multiple ways that we can handle it, including medication, counseling. But I want to talk about our faith and how our faith can be just a pivotal part, a pivotal role in helping us to embrace each day with hope and trust and to overcome this fear. One of the greatest gifts the Holy Spirit gives us is courage. And courage is not something that's like foolhardy. You know, the person who jumps out of an airplane without a parachute is not courageous. They're stupid. Courage only exists in the place of fear. Courage is doing something despite being petrified, despite being unsure and afraid, but knowing that God has given us every grace and blessing that we need to do what he's called us to do. That is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Courage, fortitude. These are the things that the Lord has given us to overcome this fear, to get out of bed every morning, to live a life, you know, to drive a car in Massachusetts is scary. It takes great courage. But if I never trusted that God had my back, and even if I get an accident, that God is going to be there to give me the grace I need to handle whatever it is that I am going to be faced to handle, I would never leave this house. I'd never leave that bed. You know, I would never move. But when we embrace what God has for us, that courage, that hope, that trust, that peace, that joy, that grace, then we can move forward and be fearless. We can, as Sonia Corbett writes, conquer your demons and love with abandon. We come back, we're going to look more at Sonia's book. This is definitely one of the days where the reading of the book has inspired what I have to say to you more than me actually reading from the book. But we have tomorrow as well to delve into this great book and two more segments for today. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We're talking today about being fearless. It's a new book coming out from Sonia Corbett, Ave Maria Press, avemariapress.com for more information. It is about, the subtitle is Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Spiritual Warfare. At least I think and hope that is. I have the NetGalley, which means I have the pre-published copy of it, and it's on my Kindle, and it's not very formatted very well on my Kindle, probably because I didn't download it correctly. So hopefully I'm not getting this wrong, but if it isn't, that's a really should go with that, because I think that sounds really good. She starts in the introduction, my good friend Sonia, by writing these words I wanted to share with you. She said, I grew paranoid that he was lurking around every corner. She's talking about the devil. I spent a lot of time, quote unquote, rebuking him in the name of Jesus. Not a bad idea, people. And I learned from something I just read that was Unbound by Neil, whose name I still don't go. I want to say Lozon, but that's not right. But the devil cannot read your mind. The demons cannot read your mind. We allow them in, but we need to rebuke him out loud. Let me tell you, there's great power. I know I just looked down a rabbit hole, but there's great power in saying out loud, not when people are around so much, because that just makes you look weird. But, you know, in the name of Jesus, I renounce, you know, my anxiety. You know, I renounce this feeling in my stomach is something worse than anxiety. I renounce I renounce these as my worst fear, and I claim victory in the name of Jesus. Like, I know that sounds weird, and it's maybe not something that we're normally used to saying, but I've lived this. I've said these things. I know the power in them. You know, like this whole idea of walking every single day around my house praying the rosary. You know, yesterday I was finishing up a 54-day rosary novena. And as I was doing it, I was thinking, you know, part of me thought, wow, now I can take a break. I finished the novena. I don't need to go and do this tomorrow. And the other part quickly like smacked that other part and said, shut up. Like, this is great. Yes, there's many, many arguments that happen inside of my head. Like, no, this has been wonderful. What fruits I have gotten from walking outside every day, fresh air, first and foremost. I all of the ways that the Lord has spoken to me, because I've taken the time to put aside my life inside the house or in the office or in the car, and I've put myself outside, and I have moved. And when I'm walking, I'm not falling asleep praying the rosary. I am not falling asleep praying, because that happens too. I am engaged, fully engaged. I am a being that needs to be engaged. I'm smelling the fresh air. I got pooped on one day. Did I tell you that story? That was pretty funny. I did. A bird pooped right on my shoulder. I thought, Lord, what are you trying to tell me with that one? And I don't care what anybody says. It's not good luck. It's stupid luck, because wherever I was standing under a bird. That was just stupid. It's not good luck to get pooped on. Somebody said that because they kept getting pooped on, I'm guessing. But all the wonderful things, like the messages the Lord has given me and allowed me to see, and it's butterfly season. So that's been very helpful. One day I actually did see a real blue butterfly outside. Like, that's crazy. Who sees blue butterflies? Not in the Northeast. That's not a normal thing. We have these little yellow ones that you see plentifully. They're everywhere. They're adorable. But this big, beautiful blue butterfly went right by me. And I wouldn't have seen that sitting inside the house. I would have missed the Fidelity trucks and the day that I was praying. I think I told you guys the story that I was praying about my friend Mike Tremblay, who passed away from cancer. And, you know, after he died, I was out praying and I was, you know, offering prayers for him. And it dawned on me that Mike knew what went on inside my head sometimes when Mike and I were talking, and that I wasn't always the most patient, kind, considerate, and nice person because I loved Mike. But sometimes Mike could talk on and on and on, and sometimes Mike could be a close talker, and sometimes I could be wanting to do something else, but yet I was felt like I needed to spend time with Mike. Mike was the nicest person. So the fact that I was thinking all this really does show what a real jackwagon I can be. But now I knew Mike knew this. And so I'm praying, I'm doing the rosary. I wanted to do a decade for him right after he had passed away. And I'm walking around the house and I'm praying and I'm like, Mike, now you know I'm a jerk and I'm so sorry. And I wish there was a way that you could show me that you forgive me. And I was like begging for his forgiveness, really contrite and genuine in how awful I felt. Not just because I got caught. You know how like when you get caught, suddenly you're sorry. But up until that point, you really had no conscience on it. Yeah. Well, I really was sorry. And it was so cool. I turned the corner of my backyard where I faced the highway, and a giant moving truck went by, and the name on the side of the truck was Trembly. And it just touched my heart so deeply. And I thought, okay, that timing I couldn't have made happen if I tried. Obviously, Mike was sending me a message. And I think that day I had no glasses on, so it was probably why he had to send the biggest truck. Like, I forgive you. I felt like he said, I forgive you. And then, of course, Allison being Allison, shortly after I knew he forgave me, I said, okay, now that we're friends, here's what I need you to do for me. Can you bring this, this, and this, this prayer to the Lord and tell him I need his help? Because, you know, it's all about me. But, you know, all of these wonderful things that happen because I put myself outside and pray, because I embrace these things that the faith offers, the Lord offers. I was talking about rebuking. Yeah, I knew where I was going. I know that I went way down that rabbit hole, but I think I've come back up the other side. You know, Sonia writes here that she spent a lot of time rebuking him in the name of Jesus, but crappy stuff, she writes, was still happening. So I felt silly realizing all my huffing and puffing was simply an attempt to gin up a sense of control and power rather than rebuke with any real authority or power in it. In that sense, Sonia Corbett continues, that enemy's abiding desire is to seek out our points of weakness and exploit them. Let me say this again. The enemy's abiding desire, what he wants to do more than anything, is to seek out our points of weakness. All of them are different because we are all different people, though I think a lot of us share the same ones: fear, anxiety, depression, trust, mistrust. Yep. Unforgiveness. I think we're all in that together. And he exploits them. It is true, she writes, that he is always present. But paranoia and fascination with spiritualism is also a temptation that can trap us into paralyzing fear, especially since pervasive personal sin and serious psychological disturbances do account for much of the sorry state of affairs around us. Oddly enough, she continues, discovering the history and ancient insights on spiritual warfare in the church not only anchored me in the absolute reality and danger of a spiritual enemy, but also helped balance my paranoia and steeped me in determination. And that's what we're going to be looking at, is this understanding who the real enemy is, his powers, his limitless power, his powerlessness. There we go. That's better. Only God has limitlessness power. We're going to be looking at how we individually can embrace the scriptures, embrace the faith, embrace all that God gives us to conquer those demons, and again, to love with abandon, as Sonia writes. What kept me steady, Sonia continues here, just in the intro, I haven't gotten too far yet. Excuse me. During this, she was talking, she shares a very turbulent week that I'll let her talk about on Friday, was the absolute knowledge that she was being tempted. She writes, I was being tempted to sin of the mouth, sins of gluttonous self-medication, sins of impatience and feelings of discouragement, sins of rebellion, fear, emotional infidelity to my husband. But most importantly, she writes, I was being systematically worn down spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, so I would be vulnerable and more easily lured into giving up altogether. Oh my gosh, you have no idea how much that, I'm sure it means the same to you, but it just, whether out of fear, she writes, discouragement, distraction, my plans for writing and teaching a powerful study on spiritual warfare that was scheduled to begin the next week. Fearless. Are you ready? And I think that this maybe, I don't think that's just because we're working to bring God's message to people that we get attacked more significantly. I think everybody is attacked when they're trying to live a life closer to the one that God has for them, whatever that looks like. But I know right now I am battling discouragement. There is a project that I've been talking about to you forever. I want to see it happen, but I have been feeling just incompetent to make it happen. And it's been really difficult. And reading her words, knowing and being reminded that this is a spiritual battle, whatever it is that you are trying to overcome, maybe it's gossip, maybe it's, you know, your marriage is under attack and it's been difficult. And so it's real easy to reconnect with that boyfriend, ex-boyfriend on Facebook and be like, you know, well, I'm not cheating on my husband. We're just having a conversation, just sharing, you know, through instant messages and a couple of laughs. There's such a thing, as she writes here, about that infidelity, what she call it, the emotional infidelity. Thank you. Emotional infidelity. When we come back, we're going to look more at Fearless by Sonia Corbett. And you're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I am introducing to you this week a new book from Sonia Corbett, Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Spiritual Warfare, coming out from Ave Maria Press, coming out in November. If you want to learn more or pre-order your copy, avemariapress.com. I've really been just kind of unloading on you this morning about spiritual warfare, about the devil being real, about each and every one of us having that one thing that doesn't take much to send us into that part of panic or fear or discouragement or dissuade us from doing what God has called us to do, you know, whether it's being a, you know, whatever it is you do, you know that there's moments where you are distracted by some kind of fear or discouragement. You think that, you know, you can't accomplish what God has asked you to accomplish or what your boss has asked you to accomplish. I mean, there are gifts and talents that we've all been given by God to do specifically our role in the world. And only you can do that thing that's specific to you. Even if there's a million doctors in the world, only you have your patients. Even if there's a million mothers in the world, only you have your kids. If you, even if there's a million, I don't even know. Teachers, there's another one. Teachers in the world, only you have your students. Only you have the words in your head to write what God has asked you to write. Only you have your clients if you're an accountant or a whatever. Whatever it is you are, only you have the people that the Lord has sent you to deal with. Your patients, your clients, your children, your relatives. Only you can do what you have been asked to do, and no one else can do it. And so one of the other things I think that happens often is envy. We've talked about that on the show as well. Envy and jealousy, discouragement comes from that, thinking, well, that person's doing it so much better than I ever could, so why bother? Well, you need to bother because only you can do what you've been asked to do. And really is, I mean, Satan's power exists principally, Sonia Corbett writes, in supreme ability to hide and conceive. He's a liar, and he lies to us, and we suck them up because we are so insecure, mostly, I think, because we don't know enough about God's love. I think that if we, because the scriptures say, perfect love casts out all fear. So if we don't know God well enough, if we don't spend time getting to know him, it's like you can't just visit somebody on Christmas and Easter and expect to be best buds. Ain't going to happen. You're not going to know them. You're not going to know anything about them. Or you can think you know them, but you're not going to know the true them. It's, I don't remember if I shared this or not yet with you, but I'm on retreat for an Emmaus, and I'm very excited. It's a weekend retreat. If you want to know more about it, send me a message, allison@breadboxmedia.com. If you're in the Massachusetts area, or if you want to come in for the retreat, I'm part of a team. Well, the first meeting, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know hardly anybody. I knew a few people. And I judged a few books by their covers, and I thought, oh, I don't know about this team. I don't really think... I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if these people can really bring people closer to Christ. And I was very negative. But I didn't know any of them. I just sat. We had one little meeting. It seemed nice enough. But then I left. And I missed the second meeting because I was on retreat. Then we had what's called a sharing meeting. And this is when we talk about our own spiritual journeys. And as I listened to each and every person share, I realize first and foremost, there is a reason we say don't judge a book by its cover because it's wrong. Like, you don't know people's hearts. You don't know what's going on in their mind. You don't know their history. You don't know their life. And you can't ever, by just meeting them once or talking to them casually now and then. It's the same thing with Christ. You can't know him if you don't spend time with him. You can't just show up for Christmas and Easter Mass and think you know Catholicism and you know Christ, because you don't. It's impossible. You need to spend time reading his word. That's like finding out his history, learning about who he is. You got to spend time in prayer to keep that conversation with him going, to build up that friendship. You need to participate in the sacraments so that you are built up in that shared experiences with him. Like, one of the things that happened in that meeting that brought us so close is we instantly started to see the invisible threads that had brought us all together. How many shared experiences we had, how much we had in common, how our paths had crossed that we didn't even know had crossed. Like, when we're trying to grow closer to Christ and be fearless, we have to know who he is, and we have to spend time in that prayer, sacrament, and scripture. We have to acknowledge the reality of our own battle. And Sonia writes that first, we'll acknowledge the reality of the battle we are in, established in the root of our fear, depression, and anxiety. We'll investigate, she says, how the Bible ordinarily presents evil to us and how it discusses evil, because we want to know how evil comes against us in ways that cause profound fear, anxiety, and depression. Out of necessity, she continues, we will discuss it all literally. And in reality, we circle these subjects and approaches over and over throughout the book and throughout our lives, sometimes repeatedly in a single day. So it may be helpful to reread certain sections of Fearless several times as you go. So also she writes, after that, we're going to expose the prevailing after sin attack on dignity that entrenches our fear, anxiety, and depression. Well, I remember I said that this book is perfectly put in my life right now. I don't know how much depression I'm dealing with, but I can tell you I'm full boat board on this fear and anxiety thing right now. On retreat with the Daughters of St. Paul just a few weeks ago, I woke up in the middle of the night with a panic attack. And it's kind of, well, actually what happens when I woke up to go to the bathroom, because, you know, I'm an old lady, and I was trying to get back to sleep. And then that's when the panic attack happened, and I couldn't get back to sleep. And I thought to myself as I laid there, because I'd gone to confession that night, this is either a panic attack or a heart attack. And I thought, do I wake up the nuns? Do I bother somebody with it? And I've had enough panic attacks to know. I've been enough times in the ER, called 911 to know kind of the different signs. And at that moment, I just said, all right, Lord, here's the deal. If this is a heart attack, I'll see you in a few minutes. If this, and I don't mean to make light of it, but this really is how my brain thinks. So I have to share you the true, authentic Allison. If it's a heart attack, I'll see you in a few minutes. If it's a panic attack, can we just hold this conversation till the morning? I woke up a few hours later. It's impossible sometimes to weed through these things. Like, what is real? What is my imagination? What is the devil? What is the, you know, the science or the medical? Like, what's going on? But first and foremost, I need to be entrenched in a relationship with God, because he's the one who sorts it all out for me. You know, yesterday I got an email from a listener, Shelby. I am so, first of all, honored that you listened to the show. Second of all, I'm so touched that as listening, when you got this inspiration from the Holy Spirit to share this, that you took the time to type it out and email me. I can't tell you how much this meant to me. I want to share with you the scripture that the Spirit put on her heart to share with me. It's from Romans 8:18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. And what I like to do is I like to take a scripture and I plug it into BibleGateway.com, and then I look at all the different variations of it, all the different versions. The New Living Translation's one of my favorites, the NASB, the New American Bible. I forget which one I took this one from. I think it was from the New American Revised Bible. And it said, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are nothing compared with the glory to be revealed to us. What Shelby didn't know, but now she will, is that this very verse, scripture, the Lord has sent to me on retreat when I was in my silent time and trying to really get closer to him and, you know, giving him all of this. Like, this is tough. I don't like being this scared all the time. I hadn't been to the doctor yet. So I was afraid of what this is going to be. And I just feel so weighed down. And he got the same exact scripture. So for her to take that time to act on that is just meant the world to me. So thank you, Shelby. Thank you, sir, our Lord and Savior, for not being so distant as we think he is. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with more on Sonia Corbett's new book, Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon. I'll get deeper into the book, actually get out of the introduction. If you have any questions or you need any prayer of any type, you know I'm always here for you. You can find me, A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, on Facebook. You can send me a message, allison@breadboxmedia.com. You can follow my blog over on reconciledtoyou.com. You can also email me from the website, really easy, reconciledtoyou.com. Over there today is the Revisiting Wednesday. I love Worth Revisiting Wednesday. There's tons of blogs there from Catholic bloggers all over the blogosphere. My blog today is about courage and fear and how they coexist together. We will grow in our courage together as we get to know God close better together as well. I'm always so grateful for you for listening, and you know you always have my prayers. You've been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.